The quarterly report listing suspensions and expulsions with comparison to the previous 2 years is hardly new. Nor was the breakdown between elementary, middle, and high school, each with its own list of about 36 transgression categories. What's different with the first quarter suspension weapons expulsion report 2008-2009 is a small graph on the first page. Requested some months ago by school board president Jeff Friedman, it showed the number and percentage of students who were not suspended or expelled during the quarter. Friedman was pleased with the new information.
You really see it's a small minority of students causing great deal of extra expense. Not that I want to stop that, but because we need to address their needs as well, but it's just amazing how well most of our kids do.
Board member Tim Steele found the graph a new outlook on what is generally perceived as a gloomy and extensive tally of quarterly misbehaviors.
I looked at those and I was stunned because my impression was that it was a bigger issue than what it is. And it really put things in perspective for me.
The graph shows that over 99% of elementary and charter school students were not expelled or suspended in the first quarter. High school and special education students registered slightly over 96%. Middle school showed 92% of its students discipline-free. The first quarter tally of over 265 does reflect a jump in middle school suspensions of more than 40. That increase was still below 3 years ago when middle school suspensions were in the 320 range. While bullying dropped this fall compared to last year, fighting suspensions increased by 10 to 54, and the two categories of sexual harassment and inappropriate sexual behavior jumped from a combined 6 to 20 suspensions. District Superintendent Carol Como wasn't certain exactly what had produced this year's increase in the sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior groups.
Part of it is middle school kids are going through significant physical and emotional changes, and they're heavily into puberty. Unfortunately, there's a lot of experimentation, inappropriate touching, saying just terrible things about somebody of the other sex, making allegations that somebody's gay, somebody's this, somebody's that. We're trying really, really hard to explain to them. Natural curiosity is one thing, but it's inappropriate in certain places and times, and you're not old enough. But it's an issue that's got to be addressed.
Elementary school suspensions dropped from 170 to 162, and high school suspensions fell by 4 to 533. 2 years ago, high school suspensions totaled more than 660 in the first quarter. There were 10 fewer expulsions this fall than last year, only 7, 3 middle and 4 high school students. One of the high school students expelled was Kelly Bender's niece, who is living with them as a foster child. Bender said her niece's two infractions over 2 years had violated the district's two strikes and you're out policy. The aunt, acting as parent, had come to the board to protest that policy.
The rule is too severe without a proper and real appeals process. You are taking away guidance to those who need it the most, and the message that you're sending to these most vulnerable children.
Bender expanded on what she felt expulsion really means to the students.
The message that is sent out to these very vulnerable kids and their somewhat misguided youth that they're not worth the time, they're not worth our resources, they don't care about me, why should I try?
Como said the district needed more resources for students experiencing suspension and expulsion, but at the same time, such resources were limited. A balance had to be achieved that did not shortchange those students who did not get into trouble. The board plans to hold a work session on its expulsion and suspension policy and procedures and urged Bender to either attend or submit her recommendations directly to members. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.